Never, never, never break rank.
Amen.
Never break rank. What does that mean? Hold the line. Amen. You see, when people go to war, you have the soldiers in the front lines and they're backing each other up. You never want to break that rank.
Right.
Well, how do people break the rank? Because they're afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're holding the rank and they're going forward and they're coming to their enemy, and the enemy starts looking a little fierce, a little scary, and they break rank and they run. Don't do that.
Amen.
Never break rank in spiritual warfare. You stand with your brothers.
Right.
You stand with your pastor. You stand with the Bible, and you never break that. Look what the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. He said, well, I'm scared. You stand.
Amen.
I'm nervous. You stand. I don't know what's going to happen. You stand your ground.
Amen.
No matter what happens, no matter how reviling, how wicked, how disgusting they get, no matter what they do, you stand your ground.
Amen.
And you don't move. I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Apologize. No! I shall not be moved.
Amen.
I want to scare those people, and I don't want them to come to church. I want them to leave our money. We're not moving. I'm standing my ground, and we're not breaking rank at all.
Right.
He says there, withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Well, Pastor, I feel like I'm weak. Yeah, that's why you need to be along your side, your brothers and sisters in Christ who are strong. Because when you're weak, you're afraid, you lack faith, you doubt, the person to the right hand and to the left hand can strengthen you, exhort you, and say, don't worry about it, man. We're here for you. We're a family here. We're going to stand. God is with us. He's going to give us the victory. He's going to deliver us. We've already won.
Amen.
It instills confidence in the individual who may be afraid. But let me just say this. Don't break rank.
Right.
And wouldn't it be ashamed? Wouldn't it be a shame for Christians who have the Word of God, who have the King James Bible? We have the Holy Spirit of God. We have a church. We have a pastor. We have everything going for us. And then all of a sudden, we just tuck tail and run. That'd be a shameful thing. And in fact, the Bible says in Psalm 78, verse 9, when speaking of the children of Ephraim, it says, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Shameful.
Amen.
They were armed. They had their bows. They had their weapons. And yet, when the battle came, they tucked tail and they ran. Hey, you better not be sick next week. Don't call in sick next week. Oh, hey, I forgot. I had my grandma's birthday's next week. You know, you think maybe we could push it to another day or something like that? I got to work on something. And no, don't break rank.
Amen.
Next week is a special day, man.
Amen.